Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. In this episode, we're going to be looking at translating a group of small words in English into French. And these words are known as demonstrative adjectives. So that's this, these, that, and those. Now, like all adjectives in French, we need to think about whether we're describing one thing or more than one thing, and whether that thing's masculine or feminine. By the end of this lesson, you'll know exactly which word to choose in French. I hope that you find this lesson useful. Now, ce, c'est, cet are what are called demonstrative adjectives in French. So, ce, for example, ce matin, this morning, ce is used for masculine things. Ce matin.
Ce matin.
Let's think of another masculine thing. It could be this book. How would you say this book?
Ce livre.
Ce livre. Okay. What about this month? Can you remember the word for month?
Moi.
That's right. So this month.
Ce mois.
Ce mois. Okay. It's spelled C-E. Ce. Now, the feminine version of this is cet. And it's spelled C-E-double-T-E. Cet.
Cet.
So, for example, we might say cette semaine.
Cette semaine.
That would be?
This week.
This week. Cette semaine.
Cette semaine.
How would you say this song?
Cette chanson.
Cette chanson, because chanson is feminine. So, cette chanson.
Cette chanson.
Okay. So, cette is the feminine version of ce. And there's also a plural version, as you can imagine. And the plural version is c'est. C-E-S. C'est.
C'est.
Now, be careful not to confuse c'est, C-E-S, with c'est, which sounds identical, but is spelt S-E-S. And that's the word that's used when you're saying his books, for example, ses livres, or her brothers, ses frères, S-E-S. Ses, when it's spelled C-E-S, means these. So, ses livres.
Ses livres.
Which means, of course, these books. And ses chansons.
Ses chansons.
Which would be these songs. Okay, so ce, masculine, cette, feminine, and c'est, plural. And it's the plural for both masculine and feminine. Now, the reason we're looking at this just now is because very often when you're talking in the perfect tense, talking about something that's happened, you could say, this morning, I did such and such. This week, I have done such and such. This month, I have done such and such, and so on. So I thought it would be useful to talk about this just now. There's one other one that I'd like to mention, and that is a special one which is used when a masculine noun begins with a vowel. Let's take the word for afternoon. Afternoon is?
Après-midi.
Yeah, après-midi. Literally, after midday. Now, après-midi is quite a strange word. Well, I suppose it's not really strange. It's just an interesting word because it can either be masculine or feminine. I always thought of après-midi as masculine because that's the way I was taught it. L'après-midi, un après-midi. So I've thought of it as masculine. Now, if that's the case, it's a masculine word which begins with a vowel sound, a. And in that situation, you say cet après-midi. Cet après-midi.
Cet après-midi.
But cet is spelled C-E-T. Cet après-midi.
Cet après-midi.
And the reasoning behind that is that it would sound a little bit strange to say ce après-midi and move from the e of ce into the a of après. Ce après-midi. Sounds funny. Cet après-midi.
Cet après-midi.
This afternoon. Cet après-midi.
Cet après-midi.
Now, if you think of après-midi as feminine, then how would cet be spelled?
C-E-T-T-E.
Yeah, because that's a standard feminine noun, après-midi. In that case, it would be C-E-T-T-E. Let's think of another example, because probably with après-midi, it's not the best example, although it's one that we're going to be using very regularly when we're talking in the perfect tense. Let's think of the word étudiant.
Étudiant.
Which, of course, means?
A student.
Yeah. So if we are talking about a male student, we're talking about un étudiant. And if it's a female student, it's une étudiante. So two different words there. How would we therefore say this student?
For a male student, you would say ce, no, cet étudiant.
Étudiant. So just to recap there, for a male student, you would say
cet étudiant.
Mm-hmm. And a female student?
Cet étudiante.
Uh-huh. And in both those examples, the word cet changes the spelling. For the male student, the masculine word, it's cet, C-E-T. And for the female student, étudiante, it's cet, C-E-T-T-E, cet étudiante.
Cet étudiante.
So that's probably a better example than après-midi, which can be either feminine or masculine. But nonetheless, we will be using this a little later. Now, there's something a little bit funny about ce, cet, and c'est, and that's the fact that in addition to meaning this, for example, this book, it also means that. So, ce livre could be this book or that book, depending on the context. Cette chanson could be this song or that song, again, depending on the context. And c'est livre would be these books or those books, depending on the context.
So how can you tell a difference then?
Well, there is a way of making it more clear, and that's adding an extra word to the end of the noun. So, for example, if you were talking about this book here, you would say ce livre-ci, and that's added on with a hyphen at the end of the word livre, ce livre-ci.
Ce livre-ci.
Okay. And if you wanted to talk about that book, then you could say ce livre-là.
Ce livre-là.
Okay, so ci is almost like a shortened version of ici, this book here, ici, and là is, of course, the word for there. So ce livre-là.
Ce livre-là.
Now, this is only really used when you want to make a difference between this book and that book. If you're just talking about this book or that book, then you would just say ce livre. So, for example, if I were to be holding a book in my hand, let's say La Gloire de mon Père by Marcel Pagnol, one of my favourite books. Now, if I were to say to you, Anna, est-ce que tu as lu ce livre? What would I be asking you?
Have you read this book?
Yeah, it's the one that I'm holding, so it's this book. Now, it's just this book in English. In French, it's ce livre. Now, let's imagine another situation where perhaps we're standing outside a bookshop and I'm pointing to La Gloire de mon Père in the shop window. And I ask you, est-ce que tu as lu ce livre? In English, how would we translate that?
Have you read that book?
Yeah, we'd probably say that book because we're pointing to that book in the window as opposed to this book that I'm holding. But in French, est-ce que tu as lu ce livre would mean have you read this book or that book, just depending on the context. Now, where we have to worry about things a little more is where we have two books. For example, let's say we've got La Gloire de mon Père and we've also got Le Château de ma Mère, two books by Pagnol. And I'm holding one book in my hand, let's say La Gloire de mon Père, and I'm saying to you, est-ce que tu as lu ce livre-ci? as opposed to ce livre-là, which would be le château de ma mère, which is perhaps sitting on the desk. Okay, so ce livre-ci, have you read this book, ce livre-ci? Où est-ce que tu as lu ce livre-là? Or have you read that book? So do you get the difference there?
Yes, I do.
Good stuff. Now, to be honest, I wouldn't really worry too much about ce livre-ci and ce livre-là. Simply, whenever you use ce, cet, c'est, and so on, think of it as this or that, and I'm sure the context will help you work out which version it is you're looking for. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's do some practice with ce, cet, c'est, and indeed cet, c-e-t, before a vowel for masculine nouns. I'm going to ask you to translate some sentences, and you're going to be using the perfect tense. So, Anna, you're going to be giving our listeners a chance to work this out themselves, and then you can come up with the answer. So, to begin with, numéro un. This morning, I spoke with my mother. Anna, can you try that one?
Ce matin, j'ai parlé avec ma mère.
Très bien. Ce matin, j'ai parlé avec ma mère. Okay, so ce matin, matin being masculine, therefore we say ce matin. Okay, numéro deux. This evening, I went to the beach.
Ce soir, je suis allé à la plage.
Très bien. Ce soir, je suis allé à la plage. And how would you spell aller?
A-double-L-E-A-cute-E.
Why is that?
Because I am a girl.
And aller is?
Être verbe.
Of course, it's an être verbe. So, aller, an être verbe, which means that Anna would say, je suis allé, A-double-L-E-A-cute-E, and I would say, je suis allé, A-double-L-E-A-cute. So, je suis allé à la plage. Numéro 3. This week, I have done lots. Or lots of things, let's say it that way. I have done lots of things.
Cette semaine, j'ai fait beaucoup de choses.
Beaucoup. What was your second word there? Beaucoup.
De.
De. Yeah, that's right. It's beaucoup de choses. Okay, cette semaine, j'ai fait beaucoup de choses. Now, how do you spell cette?
C-E-T-T-E.
Yep, that's right, because semaine is, of course, feminine. Cette semaine, j'ai fait beaucoup de choses. Now, I said there we would make it lots of things. If you just say, I have done lots, then something funny happens. It's more natural in French to say, cette semaine, j'ai beaucoup fait, and put the beaucoup before the past participle. J'ai beaucoup fait, j'ai beaucoup lu, j'ai beaucoup acheté, and so on. But we don't really need to worry about that just now. Let's try another one. I think this is number four. Numéro quatre. This year, I have learned French. Now, that's actually a tricky one because to learn is the verb apprendre. And we've not actually covered that when we've been looking at irregular past participles. However, if I tell you that it works the same way as prendre and comprendre, how would you say, I have learned French? This year, I have learned French. Anna, can you try that one?
Cette année, j'ai appris...
Très bien.
Le français.
Très bien, excellent. Cette année, j'ai appris le français. Now, watch that one, because it does give the idea that you've actually learned the entire French language this year. Okay, cette okay. année, j'ai appris le français. Et bien sûr, je parle couramment. I speak fluently now. But appris is the correct past participle of apprendre. And you also said cette année. How did you spell cette?
C-E-T-T-E.
Because?
Année is feminine.
Yep. Cette année, j'ai appris le français. If you wanted to say I have learned some French, then can you remember back to our partitive article? I have learned some French would be?
Du français?
Du français, that's right. It's some French, and French is masculine, so it's le français. And in this case, some French, partitive article, du français. Cette année, j'ai appris du français. Okay, numéro 5. This afternoon, I went swimming. I went for a swim. Now, this is actually a little bit complicated because there are various ways of saying this. First of all, you could say, I went to the swimming pool. How would you say that? Anna, how would you say that?
Je suis allée à la piscine.
Je suis allée à la piscine. And given that we are using aller would have to agree. Okay? Now, so that's, I went to the swimming pool. In French, you can also say, to do some swimming. Faire de la natation.
Faire de la natation.
So how would you say, this afternoon, I did some swimming.
Cet après-midi, j'ai fait de la natation.
Okay, and how are you spelling fait?
F-A-I-T.
Good, the past participle from faire. Cet après-midi, j'ai fait de la natation. Now, there is a third option, and that third option is to bathe oneself. Okay, it sounds a little posh in English, but in French, it's perfectly natural to use the verb se baigner.
Se baigner.
Baigner. B-A-I-G-N-E-R. Baigner.
Baigner.
Okay. So, se baigner is reflexive. So, how would you say, I went for a swim, I had a swim, using se baigner? Anna, can you try that one?
Well, if it's regular, it would be... Je me suis baigné.
Baigné would be spelled?
B-A-I-G-N-E, acute.
And if it's you that's talking?
E.
Yeah. Okay, cet après-midi, je me suis baigné. Okay, so if Zana's talking, there's an extra E on the end. If I'm talking, I just use E acute at the end. Je me suis baigné. So three possibilities. Cet après-midi, je suis allé à la piscine. Cet après-midi, j'ai fait de la natation. Or cet après-midi, je me suis baigné. Okay. Now, in all of those, how would you spell cet?
C-E-T.
Okay, or you could possibly spell it...
C-E-T-T-E.
Yep, depending on whether you want to make après-midi masculine or feminine. It's perhaps worth mentioning that some areas veer towards the masculine version and other areas veer towards the feminine version. Some people will swear that après-midi is feminine and others will tell you, no, it's definitely masculine. But if you check the dictionary, it will say masculine or feminine. Okay. Now, Anna, I'm going to set you a little challenge. Next week is lesson 60, the end of this unit, or level 2A, if you like. And I'd like you to do some homework. And I'd also like our listeners to do some homework. Your challenge for next week is to come up with a diary entry. A diary entry based on what you've done in the course of a day. Now, not just any diary entry. I want a diary entry using the perfect tense. I would like you to include 10 verbs which conjugate with avoir, ideally ones that we've used already or ones that you know are regular. I'd also like you to include 5 être verbs and even throw in a couple of reflexive verbs. So that's your challenge for next week. Make it interesting, please. Are you ready to accept your challenge?
Yes, I think I'm perfectly capable of completing this challenge.
Good stuff. Well, c'est ton défi. Ton défi, your challenge pour la semaine prochaine. Bon, on va vous laisser maintenant. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.